The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I say amen.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why.
Good morning and welcome into the Cap and J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'm with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got JR, we got you as we talk to you here until 10 o'clock. It's time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be PointsBet Sportsbook. Download the updated PointsBet app. Use the promo code TAKE THAT.
TAKE THAT.
Thanks, Ozzy. And get two risk-free bets up to $2,000 if you want to play the ponies like I do. The Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app is the spot to go.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Good morning, boys. Cappy, Hoodie, how are we?
What's up, Snorling? How are you?
I'm feeling great this morning, boys. I'm feeling really, really good. NFL week one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the energy level is up at the top.
Yes.
I am so ready for football. I am so ready for Shot or No Shot. I'm so happy to see both of you on a great Wednesday morning. Feels like a Tuesday a little bit.
And, I mean, you comparing our roster to the Bengals, let's go.
That's not what I did, Kaplan.
Pretty close.
All right.
I want to ask about the Arlington Park deal. The Chicago Bears have officially announced their intention to move ahead with the development at Arlington Park that will include a large entertainment district and transit system. The Bears have said they will not take funding for, quote, direct stadium construction, but they will seek public dollars for the entertainment district. So, shot or no shot, the Bears should not take any public money.
Well, that's a shot. I don't want them to take my money. I'd rather for them not to.
So the building of the stadium structure, they're going to finance themselves.
Sure.
Like the Ricketts family did at Wrigley. They paid for all of it.
But I got to pay for the casino and the restaurants and the bread and circuses.
They're saying that the entertainment district is going to bring in X billion dollars is what their study shows. I can tell you there was a guy I interviewed many times. I don't know if he's still in the business, named Dr. Robert Baade, B-A-A-D-E. You can look him up. Mm-hmm. He was a professor at Lake Forest College and an expert who spoke around the United States on stadium deals. And he always said, don't believe any of these, we're going to bring X billion dollars in revenue. And he goes, it never quite works out that way. It's never a good deal for the town. I am all in that they should pay for their own stadium. Their franchise is worth $5.2 billion. Now, if Arlington Heights is going to have some benefit that comes to the community and it means more people travel to Chicago for concerts, okay, maybe there's some infrastructure things that the government can help with. But in terms of revenue-generating things for the Bears, F no, they getting our tax dollars.
No. If you want in on some of the amenities around whatever the new Soldier Field is, whatever it's going to be called, then they could just buy in. I don't have to pay for that. I shouldn't have to pay for that as a taxpayer, should I?
No. And if you're telling me that, well, we're going to have to widen the lanes on I-90 or 53, okay, but I can get the government involved there. It's going to benefit so many millions of drivers. I get it. But the stadium and the bars and the restaurants and the hotel, no. You pay for that yourselves, just like Tom Ricketts did.
Yeah.
He took on investors who bought a small share of the Cubs. He took that money and he paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it the exact same way.
The Fortune 500 companies or whatever companies that want to be involved in this new structure, it'll pay for itself. It's the Bears, after all.
Correct.
And plus, so many other events will take place in that facility.
That franchise is going to be worth, they're worth $5.2 billion now.
Mm-hmm.
That franchise is going to double once the stadium is done. And as a sportsbook deal and all of it, naming rights, you'll find investors.
By
not
the way,
a problem.
Cap, those numbers you're referencing, the Bears cited $9.4 billion impact for Chicagoland, $3.9 billion in overall labor income at $601 million a year, 48,000 jobs, nearly 10,000 of those, quote, long-term positions, and $16 million in annual tax revenue. Granted, we always hear this. Very rarely does it work out to be those types of numbers, but...
And don't forget,
that's what they're offering.
In Arlington Heights and the surrounding areas, not the city of Chicago, right?
Chicagoland is what they're referencing.
Not Chicago proper.
It is interesting to cite, quote, Chicagoland and not the city of Chicago.
Well, because they're saying, okay, a bar in Rosemont opens because they're close, and they're going to have 100 jobs at that. All of it, all the, you know, it all trickles down. My question is, so hold on a second. The Chicago Cubs are the second biggest, Wrigley Field, the second biggest tourist attraction in the state.
Yeah.
Behind Navy Pier.
Yeah.
Second most attended in the state behind Navy Pier. They play 81 games plus postseason, plus concerts and everything else.
Yeah.
The Bears play 8-9 home games.
Yep.
That's it. And then whatever other events they're able to siphon away from whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it to me.
Yeah.
Before you get my money.
Shay.
ESPN's fantasy football experts have compiled stat projections for quarterbacks, and they placed Justin Fields at these numbers. 3,600 yards, 18 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. They cited the dearth of weaponry around him as a reason for the lowered passing stats.
The what?
The dearth.
Dearth?
Dearth would be the correct pronunciation.
Who cares? Shot or no shot, the projection is overly pessimistic.
What's that? I'm sorry, what's the question?
Shot or no shot, the projection is overly pessimistic.
No, I would say no shot. I mean, our friend Peter Andriotis, a great listener.
Miami.
Yes. Just tweeted at us.
Mm-hmm.
Cap, it's surprising how everyone uses the word development next to Fields' name. The guy's like a handyman going to work without his tools, alone on an island. 5 is the ceiling, 3 more realistic. It's just unfair to the kid. He doesn't have weapons. It's not overly pessimistic. It's realistic. If he surpasses those numbers, God bless him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, we'll be watching this very closely. The way this offense is going to be able to roll out for the season. And we'll find out, are the mistakes on the offensive coordinator because he's a neophyte at the job? Will it be because of lack of weapons? Will it be because of Justin Fields making mistakes? We'll see it all. It's because it's his job. Hopefully we'll see it for 17 games.
Yep.
And we'll be able to see him as a starting quarterback, and we'll see his growing pains.
Just stay healthy, man, and produce.
Even Justin Herbert, as great as he's been able to show that he's been able to do so far, even he makes mistakes.
Correct.
Young quarterbacks go through this.
No question.
So I would say that that's fair, Shay.
All right, a White Sox fan went viral on the internet yesterday after catching Red Sox prospect Tristan Casas' first career home run and holding it hostage for a deal he liked at Tampa Bay. Listen to this.
I'm here with the culprit. This man, you drive a hard bargain, my man. What are you looking for?
I never thought I'd be in this position, and I just made them make me an offer, and I took what they offered.
So what is the offer?
So I'm getting a signed bat by the player who hit it. And I'm getting, and then I'm getting a Bogart signed ball and somebody else. I don't know who said.
So do you know who hit the home run?
No.
So are you a Rays fan? Because we saw the Rays clubhouse manager come over here as well and talk to you. Is he offering you something as well?
He did not offer anything. I'm a White Sox fan.
Really?
I am.
But incognito. This man has a Rays jersey on. He's a White Sox fan here in St. Pete. What's your name, buddy?
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay, Jordan. We're going to try to help close this deal so Tristan can get his first home run ball.
Oh, my God.
And he had a Sox shirt under the Rays jersey because he unbuttoned the top of it. And there's the
White
Sox logo.
Pulled it out like he was Superman.
Yeah.
What's your name? Jordan's. Jordan's.
He was a little sauced up, I think.
Do you think that's just him being a Chicagoan or was he drunk? What do you think?
I think he was a little sauced up.
Yes. You sure?
I saw the video. I'm gonna go for liquor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't even know he hit the home run, and he's trying to negotiate. Be honest with you, I'm a Sox fan.
I had something else. I don't even remember.
Joey down there?
Pretty much. So what's the question?
My question is shot or no shot. This guy is right to hold that ball hostage and get a better deal.
That's a shot. Absolutely.
That's a no shot.
Why?
He got a signed, bat and two signed baseballs for some guy's first home run, and he's going to drive a harder bargain? That's what he's getting. He's giving the ball back. That belongs to that kid. It's his first career home run.
When it's being hit in the stands, is it really the batter's ball?
I'm not saying he shouldn't get anything. Let me be clear. Mm. He said, I accepted their offer.
Mm.
That is now that guy's ball, that kid's ball.
Yes.
Tristan whatever, who I never heard of.
Cases.
Mm-hmm. Cases are good. I like cases.
That's not what he said. That's the kid's name. Cases.
I thought he was talking about the cheese.
No, not the cheese, Cap.
You sure? Weren't they getting him some queso?
I'm pretty sure it's cases, yeah.
Okay.
Old man.
Whatever.
That's not what happened, Cap, there. The kid wanted the baseball. And you can drive a hard bargain. It's not your baseball. You can negotiate it.
He already said I accepted their offer.
Well, afterwards.
Hand the damn baseball over and go back to your time there at the Trop.
Totally disagree with you, Cap. If I'm ever in this situation, I already have it planned out. If I ever catch a milestone home run ball, I am holy smokes.
What the hell is that?
Get your beak out of this,
Baron! Right?
Anyway,
shut it down!
If I ever catch a milestone home run ball, I am immediately going to guest services, getting it authenticated, and getting the hell out of the stadium. And then I'll decide what we're going to do with
it
later.
Hold on a second. There's milestones like, I don't know, Aaron Judge hits number 62.
I'm running out of the stadium.
Okay, that's a milestone. A guy whose name is a kind of cheese, he had his first career home run, and you're going to leave the stadium? You're a jackaloon.
It's not, but I mean, he can drive a hard bargain. They want it bad enough. Hey, you give me something, I'll give it to you back. That's
he already
correct.
Said I'm taking the offer.
Yeah, no, I know. But the point is, though, is that he didn't take it initially. It had to be a negotiation, a long negotiation.
Right.
To the point where a reporter goes up and says, are you going to give up this ball or not? I'm a Sox fan. I'm not even a Rays fan. Why you got Rays gear on? That's another question. Why has that guy got Rays gear on? Because he lives in Tampa, St. Pete?
Apparently.
It's a friend of Dave Wills.
He's like,
the voice of the Rays.
I hate Wrigley Field.
This Tristan Cases, by the way, Cap, number 26th overall prospect in baseball. Could be a star. Red Sox think very highly of him.
Just a whiteboard that Dave Wills worked here at ESPN 1000 was in the Connor role, actually, as a pre- and post-game person. And when the Sox would play the Cubs, when the Sox would play at Wrigley Field, they say, all right, Dave, you're going to be broadcasting for Wrigley Field. Oh, no way. I'm never going to broadcast from the Shrine. Not broadcasting from the Shrine. I'll be in Beverly. Excuse me? Yeah, I'll do my pre and post from Beverly. I'm not going in there. Wills refused.
Out of his
mind. There's a Sox guy right there.
Enjoy the Trop.
That is shot or no shot here on a Wednesday edition. Coming up next, some great things happen for the Cubs. Finally, some good news for the Cubs.
Yep. His name is Roy.
Okay, we got another Roy.
Hey, Roy, how you feeling?
Okay, we got two Roys now over at Clark and Addison. We'll talk about that. And the White Sox flat finish last night against Seattle. We talk about that. Connor McKnight at 8:30, all part of Cap and Jay Hood.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're here until 10 o'clock, and then we will actually crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko. They're in at 10 o'clock today, 10 to 12. Waddle and Silva will be on at 12, from 12 to 2:30, into White Sox baseball as they take on the Seattle Mariners. Afterwards, it'll be the Abdallah Show on Bleck and Abdallah. So a little bit of a change in the lineup, but all the way through from now through Abdallah, we got live and local for you right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
And there'll be a lot more Bears talk, and hopefully the White Sox actually score runs today.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I mean, Cueto should sue for a lack of support.
Holy bleep.
I mean, the guy's just been, I don't know, outstanding.
Well, it was a 1-0 game, and the only run scored on a Gavin Sheets error.
Listen, it may sound ridiculous, but I'm a Sox fan, and I'm ridiculous. So, I mean, in a playoff scenario, that guy, Cueto, he might be my second or third starter in a playoff scenario.
Third,
yeah. I mean, he's pitching like a number two starter.
It goes, for me, Cease, Lynn.
Cueto.
Now, Kopech is coming off the injured list today, I believe, to start. Mm-hmm. If he's back to form, then he would move into three, because I think you need swing and miss stuff in the postseason.
Cueto or Giolito in a big... No. That's not what I want to ask you. I want to ask you about Giolito or Kopech.
Giolito, again, it depends on his knee.
In a big spot.
If Kopech's healthy, mm-hmm. I'm going with Kopech. Giolito's had a lousy year. And I talked to Stoney the other day. He thinks it has something to do with all the weight he put on in the offseason.
You know, we were talking about that. Like, it was muscle, it was strength, but you think that took away from his arm? Is that what Stoney
thinks?
That's
what Steve thinks. He does. He thinks too much poundage put on in the offseason.
Yes.
So
the talent's in the arm, but a lot of it's between his ears. That's the issue. He makes a cup of coffee nervous when he's out there.
Correct. But he also seen velocity drop. Steve thinks it's weight-related. Got too big.
But there was something positive that happened at Clark and Addison for once.
That's right. His name is Roy.
Roy? I don't see a Roy in the
lineup.
Hey,
Roy, how you feeling?
First guy to ever come up on September the 6th and get the Rookie of the Year. I mean, it's just, let's just give him the trophy.
Okay,
right now.
Now explain what happened, because the Cubs beat Waddle's Cincinnati Reds yesterday.
Yeah, that team's awful.
Cubs, yeah, absolutely. No, 57
Waddle's win. Team.
Oh, Waddle's.
Waddle's team is embarrassingly bad.
Okay.
They're awful.
Okay. You know that you're just four games better than the Red.
Four is a big gulf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a big gulf?
It's like
you
a
say?
Moat.
Oh, I see.
Right.
I see.
It's a big gulf for the Cubs and the Reds, but when the White Sox are four games out, Cap comes in saying it's the best race in the Major League Baseball.
They're not four out.
Three
out. Big difference.
Okay, but the point is, though, is that you were overjoyed because you saw something new over at Clark and Addison with this kid that came in relief yesterday.
Yeah, fresh, as you like to say.
Uh-huh.
His name's Hayden Wisniewski, and you better
get used
to that name. You better put some respect on that name, Snorling. Hayden Wisniewski.
This is
the kid they brought up to make the roster yesterday.
Sure.
They had to put him on the 40-man. Contreras is on the injured list with a bulky ankle. Uh-huh. And he came in after four innings of Wade Miley, who was hilarious on the postgame because the media came up to his locker. He was a starting pitcher. What we do.
Contreras with that bulky ankle because he's been carrying his dead-ass ball club all year. But go ahead.
That's true.
Go ahead.
And they walked up to Wade Miley. He goes, what do you want to talk to me about? Go talk to the kid. Hayden Wisniewski came in, gave you five innings. Listen to this. Five innings of relief. He had the first four hitless. Ninth, he got a little tired. He gave up two hits. He's the first pitcher since 1901. Let me just make that clear. That's 121 years ago.
Yes.
To go five innings in his major league debut or more, allow two or less hits, and strike out eight. Dude pitched five innings in relief of Miley, he got the victory. He gave up two hits, again, both of them in the ninth, and struck out eight Cincinnati Reds batters. Now, that's like striking out a minor league team, but they're still major league guys.
Jeez.
That was an amazing performance. That ball was moving all over the place.
Uh-huh.
He's got a dirty slider that, holy bleep.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be in our rotation next year. Steele, Thompson, Stroman. We'll see what we can get out of a healthy Kyle Hendricks and then go at a top of the rotation arm. Now we got depth. Then go get yourself either Bogarts, Trey Turner. Take that checkbook out of the mothballs out there at Clark and Addison. Let's go.
Okay. So you just laid out for me the rotation.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to go with, north with next year? Those kids?
And I'm going to add the...
Steele. Yeah.
He's a stud.
Okay.
You know, he has the best ERA since the All-Star break of any pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Connor says ERA doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Or batting average.
Connor's smarter than that.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
$3,126 million for the great Howard Aiken.
Sign my ball.
Happy birthday, Hoodie.
Who? Me?
Is today his birthday? Oh, now I got to put it in my calendar so I get a reminder. I didn't get that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
40?
I wish.
36, Cap.
36.
Yes. Still a young and kept. Yes.
My wife, her birthday's in October. She says to Brett the other day, Brett goes, how old are you going to be, Mindy? 28.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Good luck.
Yesterday's show was my last day in my 40s.
Today you're 50? Wow.
You know, the old Mancow rule is not to say how old you are. I remember Bob Sarat interviewing Mancow, and Bob Sarat asked, you know, so you're in your mid-50s. Oh, you can't ask me that. Oh, Bob. Yes, you can, even on radio.
Here we go. I just have put it in. Jonathan Hood's birthday is now locked in with a yearly reminder. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. How about that, JR? What's that feel like? Remember back in 20 years ago when you were 50? What was that like?
Back in the aughts? Yeah. It was quite the time.
I don't think that beard's been trimmed in 50 years.
Thank you very much, Jay. Now, you were saying about the Cubs in this rotation.
We've got a lot of arms, pal. Let me just tell you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Go get yourself a Trey Turner or a Xander Bogaerts.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Aaron Judge. And
what do you mean maybe Aaron Judge?
Now, he's a free agent.
Now, let me make sure it's very clear. Because this guy is on a tear right now, he will be a free agent, but will he say, man, I'm hitting the home run. I'm hitting the home runs, and I'm back in the spotlight again. I'll go to the Cubs. Seriously?
Well.
I'm not going to go backwards.
Who's going to pay him? He turned down the Yankees' last offer.
You know who'll pay him? The Dodgers or the Padres?
Padres, no shot. They got to be out of money.
Hold on a second. They have unlimited amount of spending there. You could tell that, right? They're the only team that matters in town. So they're going to try to spend. Look at the Dodgers. They don't care about your luxury tax. They don't care about any of that. They're just trying to win. So to me, I look at it like this. I just think that you look at the top shelf teams, and I'm sure Judge will go to those guys first. They're going to try to hand the Cubs an opportunity for them to have a 40, 50 home run guy and then lose 80 games. No shot. No shot.
Mm-mm. We're coming.
Well, I'm sure you'll ask. You have to ask. You have to do your due diligence.
My team is coming.
Coming where?
We're starting to elevate.
You might be coming, but are you finishing?
You have to like when there's a guy coming right in your face and he just sits in there and delivers it really well.
Wow. We're building something special over there.
Okay. Eddie Lynch, ladies and gentlemen. You're building something special. New tradition?
Whatever.
Jed was pissed. He didn't like that at the end of our interview. He didn't like that. So what do you call that over there at Clark and Addison? Well, we don't have any defined... Excuse me? What are you supposed to be? You're rebuilding? We don't like to use that term. Oh, okay. Okay. There's no Theo to help you out, pal. Opening up the purse strings, open up the pocketbook. You got to start thinking over there. You got to start thinking. Got to figure out who you're going to put on this ball club. Who's going to be the pillars for this team? And you say you already have the pitching locked in. Huh? You got Wisniewski. What's his name?
Wesneski. Uh-huh. Hayden Wesneski.
Uh-huh.
Got the call. He was at a gas station getting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Phone rang. It's Marty Peavy. Hey, Marty Peavy's one of the brainchilds in our minor league system.
Oh, I see.
Manager of the Iowa Cup.
Ah.
Hello. Yellow.
Uh-huh.
Hayden. It's Marty. Yeah, what's up, Skip? Excuse me? You're going to Wrigley. You're pitching. Congratulations.
That's good. It's a great little story for the 57 and 78 Cubs. Coming up next, we hear from... What's the matter?
We're making a move.
Okay, you're making progress right there.
We're starting to turn this thing north.
Okay, building a new tradition as we hear from Connor McKnight on the White Sox. Next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we make the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show every morning at 7 a.m. We got Shay, we got JR, we got you, and we got Connor McKnight with us as well as the White Sox get ready to take on the Seattle Mariners. It'll be a 2:30 pregame with Connor and a 3:10 first pitch right here on the ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network. And Connor joins us here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Connor. Connor.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Good. Did we catch you off guard?
No, not at all. It's when you press the mute button, you have to unpress the mute button on the old machine. Everything's fine now. How are you doing?
Oh, we're fine, thank you.
All's good.
We just want to find out, you know, you're half host, half play-by-play guy, and again, half lawyer when you do this. So how much could Johnny Cueto get for ensuing the White Sox offense for lack of support? Go ahead.
Give me
a dollar amount on that.
Last night, I think he probably would have received less in repayments than in other nights. Logan Gilbert was good. Matt Brash was good. That other kid, Anthony Munoz, who throws a million, was good. I think, you know, over the course of what did Hawk used to say? You're going to win 62, you're going to lose 62, and it's what you do with the rest, something like that.
That's right.
I think that's one of the ones that just went the other way. It hurts that it came at the time that it did, no doubt about it. Like, every late loss feels more important. But also, an April 2nd, or not that we played April 2nd, April 8th loss is kind of like this, too. I don't think there's a lot to read out of yesterday's game other than the Mariners pitched. Guys, they have thrown now 9 consecutive ball games, the Mariners, allowing 3 runs or less. And the only victory that anybody else has had other than the Mariners was the White Sox 2 nights ago over that stretch. They pitch really, really, really well. And I think they got him last night. Johnny Cueto could have used a little bit better defense, no doubt about it. But they got him last night.
Let's talk about Tony La Russa. Yesterday, I had Bob Nightingale on Unfiltered on TV over at NBC Sports Chicago, and Bob said, and Bob would know because he's the guy that first reported the Sox were talking to him, then reported by himself on an island with everyone going, that guy's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking, they're going to hire him. Of course, they did. He was right in on that. And Bob lives in Scottsdale, where Tony's being treated right now at the Mayo Clinic of Scottsdale. It's where his doctors are at. He says Tony definitely wants to return this season, and provided the doctors will let him, he wants to manage next season. What do you think of all that?
That's the sense of it I get. Obviously, Bob is well-connected. He's had some big ones. Everybody misses some. It happens. I think over the course of this next couple weeks, we'll find out a little bit more. I'm headed out on assignment, taking a plane out to Oakland tomorrow morning to go call Friday and Saturday games and hope to get a better, you know, lay of the land when we're on the West Coast and talking to guys and checking in on the clubhouse and stuff. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, other than Bob, the conversation hasn't been really around Tony much, or at least as you're checking in, it's really just kind of, all right, this is the medical issue. We'll find out when we find out. You know, the guy's undergoing tests, and they seem to be at least fairly serious. Otherwise, he'd be with the team. That's kind of how Tony looks at it, or how you look at it from Tony's perspective. And I guess, you know, when he's signed off, he'll come back to manage this squad. He's the manager. That's what they do. I wouldn't. There's nothing in that conversation from Bob that I'd necessarily refute. I think that's on.
Kopech against Luis Castillo in today's matchup with the White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. So last time we saw Michael Kopech, ouch, it wasn't so good. And so tell us the ebb and flow of what Kopech's been going through, and can we see him more than an inning today?
Yeah, I think you can, to answer the last part first. I had Michael on White Sox Weekly, I want to say 3 weeks ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. And we talked a little bit about the difference between pitching hurt and pitching through something, you know, being injured and just the natural wear and tear of 162 game season of 30 something starts if you're going to make all those. And I wouldn't be too surprised, you know, given the conversation that we had, if Michael really is looking to step up and pitch through just some of the normal aches and pains, right? We had this kind of conversation when Chris Sale was going to be moved back into the bullpen and then out as a starter again. And then he went to talk to Kenny Williams and said some things, right? Like all those conversations. I think there is an understanding when you're a young pitcher, this is the stuff you pitch through. This is the stuff you talk to somebody about. And this is the stuff where you got to say, I don't have it. I'm not healthy enough to get this done today. And I think finding that balance of those three things is an important thing for a starter so that you don't put your team behind the eight ball in a particular start. I think with Kopech, what you're looking at is a guy who is pushing it a little bit and trying to I don't want to say hero ball his way through, because that's just kind of taking like a selfish shot at a guy, right? Like, he's doing it for everybody else on this team, knowing what the stakes are right now. I think with Michael, maybe you go two times up, something like that. If the pitch is, if it's built up, you know, if he's built up the way he should be. I do think, though, that this guy is, you know, the kind of dude that wants to take the ball 30 times in a season at the next possible opportunity. So I think that's the kind of mindset that the White Sox are talking through here, too.
So, Connor, away from baseball, this is far more important. My hobby is making people happy. I enjoy making people happy. I've got something in my car for you. Mm. I bought you 2 bag of crab-flavored potato chips from Utz. They got delivered yesterday.
That is, if only I could. If this were a visual medium, you would see the smile across. Those are, have you had any? Have you tried some?
No, I have not. I'm locked in on my diet. I have not.
I know that you are. I will, when you give them, thank you. First of all, thank you. That's so nice of you. Those chips are absolutely amazing. They are, they're bordering on addictive. I brought some home. DJ brought some home for me from Baltimore. I brought some home for my wife. They were fantastic. We crushed the bag. It's absolutely amazing. Here's the, I will open the bag for you so that you can smell the glory that are the Utz.
I bought 3 bags. Potato chips. And when I hit my goal weight, I am going to try the Utz potato chips. So I bought 3 bags. 2 are yours. 1 is unopened. Going to be at my house.
They're so good. Do you do spicy? Are you all right with a little bit of spicy?
I like heat. Ghost pepper and I have a very good relationship.
This is more of a pepper, you know, East Coast, you know, that kind of spicy. You'll love it. They're they're good.
You
thank
like crab
you,
hoodie? You a crab guy?
Not since high school.
but
I had a pill.
Not
to get,
the S. Huh? No S on the end. Crab, not crabs.
Oh.
Do you like to eat crab?
Come on, brother. Come on. You know, he don't do that.
Hoodie, in high school?
Yes. Oh, of course.
Okay.
Start
all
early.
Right. Yeah,
start early. Yeah.
I guess that's when a lot of people expand their culinary that makes sense to me.
Well, you know, there's always senior year.
I remember my first time was sushi, junior year. Nice place.
Oh, really? Really? Blonde or brunette?
No, with the white rice and the seaweed wrap, that whole thing.
Oh, yes. That's what also,
I go black that, rice, personally.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an upset.
There you go.
As a junior in high school, David Kaplan walking into the sushi place, black rice, please.
Wouldn't that be something? I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
Really?
Black rice. All the time.
That's all those days of recruiting on the South Side. Man. Connor, I need you, please, could you tweet out some thoughts about your experience at the Coliseum?
It'll be my first time.
Yeah.
It'll be my very. I'm excited. I'm headed to the Coliseum this weekend, and then I'll be in Detroit next weekend.
Yeah.
And they are two ballparks that I have not been to. So, I mean, you guys know me. I'm looking to check all the boxes. I understand that the Coliseum is, how to put it lightly, under repair, and those repairs are kind of waiting for 2055. So I'm excited to see it.
I hope you show us some pictures, because I've never been there. I'd love for you to just go through your Twitter and just kind of give us some observations of the Coliseum, the way through your eyes. I'd love to see that.
We'll do a walking tour. That's what we'll do. We'll do a walking tour throughout the Twitter sphere on C1 McKnight. We'll do that.
Connor, thank you very much.
See you, boys.
Connor McKnight, part of the White Sox broadcast. It'll be the Sox and the Mariners. And again, 2:30 pregame with Connor, 3:10 first pitch right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. A Mitch Trubisky update. Oh, boy. What happened to the Steelers? Next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the Cap and J-Hood Mitch Update.
All right, here we go. Take your shots. I was in Mitchell Trubisky's corner, but here's the truth. He had the job. All he had to do was play better. He didn't. And now we got to all get behind Nick Foles.
Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky.
Maserati Mitch is headed to Steeltown. Mitchell Trubisky, baby.
Let's bitch on Twitch about Mitch on the Cap'n J. Hood Show on ESPN Chicago.
Your guy, Mitch Trubisky, is in place as a starter for the Steelers, Cap.
And the co-captain voted on by his teammates. There's a number of interesting quotes by veteran Steeler players about what he means in that locker room. There was a Cam Hayward quote that was very complimentary of Mitch. There is Mitch on Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little Mitch on Mitch.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous honor. Anytime you're voted by your peers and your teammates, it obviously means a lot. So I just come in here, try to lead by example, earn the trust of my teammates, and for them to vote me captain, it definitely means a lot. Like, it's a tremendous honor.
So what's the depth chart at the quarterback position now?
So the depth chart that was published yesterday was Mitch.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett third.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was a typo.
Well, let's hear from head coach Mike Tomlin. The standard is a standard, huh?
Did you explain the clerical error to the backups or Kenny and Mason, or they don't need that?
They don't need that. You know, we talked yesterday. They understood where we were. And so I'd imagine they viewed it as such.
Tomlin. Now, hang on a second, brother Tomlin. Now, what happens with the Steelers is you never hear any controversy. It's just straight ahead. They're just trying to win. It's been a successful team. There's never anything like a clerical error with the Steelers. So what was it supposed to be, Cap?
Apparently, Kenny Pickett is two. Yes. Mason Rudolph is three.
Right.
And apparently, whoever typed up the depth chart and released it to the media had Kenny Pickett number three.
Ah, clerical error.
Clerical error.
Aha. We know that Pickett's going to be the heir apparent. There should be no mystery to that.
Correct.
Somebody cut and paste what was happening during training camp and is like, I guess the way coach wants it, clerical error. That doesn't happen. But that's Mitch's problem. You see that? Mitch comes in, all of a sudden stuff becomes haywire. What happened there? It was never like this until Mitch got there. You know this, right?
Well, they had the issue with Antonio Brown videoing, Instagram living the locker room celebration,
yes.
Then doing something else, and Tomlin went, that's it.
Yeah.
We don't do that here. You're out.
That's exactly right. So, but we do know Mitch is the guy, but Kenny Pickett right over his shoulder.
Yeah.
All right, Mitch, prove it. 17 games. It's all yours.
Can I read you a quick stat?
Sure.
I want you to answer this question for me. Quarterbacks with 10,000 or more passing yards, a 64% or better completion percentage at 29 or more wins in their first four NFL seasons. The answers are Patrick Mahomes, Kurt Warner, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Carson Palmer, and who?
Mitch Trubisky.
Thank you.
I knew it. Coming up in 2 minutes, we talk about the Chicago Bears. What's more important?
Take that, Abdallah.
The development of Justin Fields or wins for this upcoming season? Give us 2 minutes and we'll talk about it right here on Cap and J Hood.